Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Work on major new logging road and bridge halted by community action in southern Tasmania. A blockade camp has begun in the majestic Weld Valley in Tasmania, an island south of Australia. About 40 activists have halted work on construction of a new logging road and bridge. The camp has a tree sit set up linked to the gate on the road, and activists plan to stay as long as it takes. Currently, the Weld Valley campaign is hoped to between 30 and 40 people. The protest camp aims to highlight the plight of wilderness quality forests and the pristine river systems of the Weld Valley. These are some of the most impressive forests in Tasmania. Huge eucalypts are among the tallest hardwoods found in the world. The political situation in Tasmania is very hard, and such actions are dangerous, so send them support and solidarity. The Weld Valley campaign is a community campaign. It relies on local support to function in a positive manner. We encourage all members of the community and general public to come out and regularly visit the picket site. Occupants of the camp will be more than willing to give a full tour of the camp and its structures, answer any questions, and dispel any myths. The occupants of the camp are strongly opposed to any damage of machinery, any violence, or vandalism. The camp is under constant video surveillance for safety of visitors, occupants, and forestry workers. Since the beginning of the campaign, the blockaders have had overwhelming support from tourists traveling through the state. Tourists are a crucial part of Tasmania's economy, and ecotourism has proven itself a viable alternative to Tasmania's current forestry practices, as recently highlighted by the success of the Tahuni Airwalk. Tourists of Tasmania are invited to come and see the Weld Valley camp and partake in a tour of the area, and even join the community in picketing against the bridging, logging, and roading of the Weld River Valley. The support of tourists is a vital step towards the sustainable use of forests in Tasmania. This area has been nominated by a number of bodies for inclusion in the adjoining World Heritage Area. These include Tasmania Parks and Wildlife and the United Nations conservation body, the IUCN. Like the now famous Styx Valley, this area is also home to the world's tallest hardwoods, and their rivers share a common source in the Southwest National Park. The Weld River is one of the last wild rivers in southeastern Tasmania. The Weld Valley protrudes into the World Heritage Area, excluded from the World Heritage status only because of its magnificent tall timbers and accessibility to the forest industry. The Weld River is a favorite fishing spot for many locals and becoming renowned worldwide as a mecca for wild river trout fishing. A new bridge is beginning construction any day, and new road networks are making their mark. Areas adjoining the World Heritage Area have already undergone the chainsaw. The Weld River deserves protection and conservation due to its World Heritage qualities, wild river status, and as a mecca for fishing enthusiasts around the world. The Weld Valley needs your support. Everyone is welcome to come join the community picket, so please check out the directions and the map on the website and come on down. Please bring about $5 a day to fund the community kitchen and bring your own camping supplies. Coming up is the 2002 Tasmanian Fungaia Forest Gathering, happening February 22nd through the 27th in the Upper Huon Valley of Tasmania. The 2002 Tasmanian Fungaia Forest Gathering is a culmination of music, theater, arts, film, performance, speakers, and workshops aimed at creating a greater awareness of Tasmania's unique environment. Fungaia invites people from all spectrums of life. Locals to international travelers are all welcome to come share this truly Tasmanian experience. This year, Fungaia will be held in the Upper Huon Valley. For more information on the blockade or the Tasmanian Fungaia Forest Gathering, go to www.tasforest.green.net.au. That's www.tasforest.green.net.au. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come and buy,